Vayter and Shasim of a comment of Nun Aleph, bringing up on Nun Numbis by the bottom of the page. I don't know, 2, 4, 6, 8 lines up from the bottom by the two dots. Here we go. Let's say you have this boar, but it's less than 10 tfachim deep. Then you have an ox or a donkey that falls into it and it dies. Potter, the person who dug it, he's going to be off the hook. Then who's like, but if it get injured, then you got to take care of it. Chayev. Nafal sochoshor chamor umeis potter. My time, if it falls into it and it dies, it's going to be potter. What's the reason? La mishum de lespe chavata. Is it not so that the reason is because it doesn't have chavata? Rashi says, "Lav mishum de lespe chavata v'alfagav de isbe hevel v'kasha devai." Even though there's hevel there, and therefore it's a kasha on both of them. Now, who's both of them? I'm glad you asked. We saw in yesterday's Gemara discussion, Rav and Shmuel. This is the Gemara opened up by saying, "Amar Rav, bor shechayvo alav Torah lehevlo v'lo lechavato." You're only chayv because of the hevel, not because of the chavata. Therefore, he says, "Chavata karka olamu demaskale u'shmor mer lehevlo v'kolchken lechavata." He says both of them are going to be held responsible for. But Rav and Shmuel are both of the opinion that hevel that goes and kills the animal, you're going to be chayv. And over here, it seems to me you're not chayv. Says Gemara, "Lo mishum deles behavla." The reason the Mishnah says what it says is because if it's less than 10 tfachim, then it doesn't have hevel there. Rashi says v'kolchken the chavata l'slei. Certainly, it doesn't have chavata, the amount of the impact that will kill it. In fact, the Gemara ihachi. If you want to tell me there's no hevel less than 10 tfachim, im huzak bo chayev. But if the animal gets injured, then it's going to be chayev. Then halas be'avla. But there's no hevel over there. So how? What are you going to make him chayev for? This is only in the opinion of Rav, because according to Shmuel, you just say he's responsible for the chavata, for the impact that it made. But Rav says only hevel, you're going to be chayev, not for chavata. So then we see over here, less le havla. So why would you be chayev altogether? Amri, they answered, ein havla lemisa v'yish havla lemizakan. If it's less than 10 tfachim, well, there's not enough hevel there, this terrible odor, air, foul air, in order to kill it, but for the damage that there is. Rashi says, Chala machmas hevel v'kicha should get sick from it and become weaker. Story time. Ahu torah de nafal arisa de daloi. There was an ox that fell into a irrigation ditch. And the Rashi tells us that it's arisa's yor. The daloi mashka sados is the ditch. That would mashka the sados, irrigation. Via muka amma. It's one amma deep. Six tfachim. L'fika chinikris ammas hamayim. Remember way back to Moi cotton days. The amuka amma v'rachva amma. It's one amma deep and one amma wide. So what happened? It fell in there. It's only six tfachim deep there, one amma, and shachte mare. And what happened is as soon as it fell in, the master came and shechted it. You know, because I wanted to make sure you can get something out of this and there shouldn't be a problem. What happened? Tarfei Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, sorry, bro, it's treif. Amr of Nachman explained, Ishakal Mari Dahai Torah Kabo Kimcha, if the owner of the ox would have taken a kav of flour. V'azotana be midrasha imsha some esleis kishera, and gone to the base medrash to learn in Shtag, you would learn that if this happens and it was able to survive for 24 hours, then you'd be allowed to go in Shakta and it would be fine. Lo afsidi la Torah, the Shava Kamakabe. He wouldn't have lost out an ox that was worth many kabin. What does it mean, the kav, the original? Because it costs to get there, right? That's how much it would cost him. But now he ended up losing a ton more. The reason why, says Rashi, that Rav Nachman trafed it up is because Mishum Risuke Evarim, its limbs falling a mess, all messed up. The Achas Miyudchis Trefos is one of the 18 Trefos. It's not enough for Menegag. Vafabidalo Chazinan Beimaka. If off the movie, even though we don't see a Maka, and Elish Ein Yachol Lama, then able to get up. Amin and Hossam, we see over there on Nun Alpha Mabez that Im Shasam Eisle Eis. You wait for Eisle Eis for a 24-hour period, Vishachte, and you check to the Kshere, it's going to be Kosher. Vim Onda Vahacha, if it gets up and walks away, you don't need 24 hours. For sure, Zed Lo Amana didn't get up yet, and therefore he caused himself a big loss over here. What do we learn from there? Alma Kasav Rav Nachman Yish Chavata B'Pachas Meisara. Clearly, we see that there's Chavata that is less than 10 Tfachim. Look at that; it fell down only 6 Tfachim, and yet we see that's enough. So that's what we're holding right now, and then we're going to ask a bunch of questions on this. Esvi Rav Lev Nachman. Now, we know our Mishnah says, Hoyu b'chusim yasar tfachim v'nafol togu shor chamor umeis potter. My time, why potter? La mishun d'les b'chavata. Is it not so that because of that, it's less than 10 tfachim doesn't have chavata?
going in the world here of Shmuel, says Chavot actually means something. Beep, turn the page. Nun, Aleph, Amen, Aleph. And that's a Kashan, Rav Nachman, because you say it's got to be, it could even be six, and here it's got to be 10. Lo, says Gemara, no. Mishum, the less behavla, because less than 10 Tvachim doesn't have Hevel over there that can cause it to die. So when it falls in now, guess what? It is able to die through that impact, but there's no hevel over there. So when it falls in over there, it's considered a treifa because of the chavata, the impact there. But you're patur from paying for nizakin. Why is that? Because one is chayev only because of the hevel, but not because of the chavata. Now, again, Rav Nachman is going in the world of Rav, that the one who digs is only be chayev because of the hevel. Right? That's clear inference over here. Rashi says it straight up. Of a chavata isbe. Isbe vafilu hachi patek Rav, and even so, he's going to be pater like Rav says. That's the top Rashi about over there. Fact of Gemara says Rava yachi. If that's really true, then how do you send the next part of the Mishnah? Huzak bo chayev. But if it gets damaged by falling in, then you're going to be chayev. Holas behava. What do you mean? But there's no hevel over there. So how could it be? He's going to be chayev. Amar Lev Nachman says back. Ein hevel lemisa v'yesh hevel l'nizakin. When we said there's no hevel, we don't mean there's no hevel at all. I mean, there's not enough hevel to be able to kill, but there isn't enough hevel to cause damage. And that is what he's going to be chai for. Hey, so we try getting the attack against Rav Nachman. Seems as though you're saying less than 10 tefachim is going to be enough to be able to cause the death. Let's see. Beis Askila. This is a mission in Sanhedrin. Beis Askila. Haya gavoa shtei komas. A person's chai of skila and they would kill him. The area of how high he would go up for, it was shtei komos, two times the size of a person. And that's what would cause him to die, just by throwing off that area over there. Now, we know what happens if he doesn't end up dying, then they throw stones on him. V'tani Allah, and was taught about this. We learned that a b'risa. V'koma shalo harikan shalosh. And we also have his height, so it ends up to being three times, right? His height, the next, and the next. V'isalka daita chyesh chavata v'pachas mesar. If you think that chavata actually impacts when it's less than 10, so then... Lamali kuli high. Why do I gotta go so much over there? Go so high up. Even less than 10 tefachim is enough. So the Gemara, v'litameich navad asara. Even according to your question over here, let's at least say let us 10 tefachim high because 3 komos is gonna be higher than that. Like why would you have to go 3? Ela Krav Nachman, the Amr of Nachman, Amr Rabbi Baravua. That's answering up another thing that Rav Nachman says. Ela Krav Nachman, Amr of Nachman, Amr Rabbi Baravua. Amr Kra, the pasuk says. Love your neighbor like you love yourself. That means to pick for him a nice, pleasant death. Rashis, yamas my hair. Let it be a little higher up so it goes a lot quicker. Go even higher. No, because then things start falling apart and it becomes disgusting. Rashis, just like falls to pieces. We're not done against you, Rav Nachman. Hey, Sevei. Remember, we're dealing with the fact of Nachman says even less than 10 tefachim can kill. This is talking about a makah. Makeh. We know the pasuk says that a person must put a fence. Blood in your house. If someone goes and falls from him. So it says, when the faller falls from it, because of a falling one may fall from it. Mimenu velo besocho, from it to the ground, and not from the ground to it. How in the world are you going to fall from the ground onto the roof? Ketzad. Let's say you have, if there's just a rabbim, like a butt's next to it, but it's 10 fachim above it. Someone falls from the Rishus Rabbim into your roofed area. Potter, you're off the hook. It's not your problem. Amukim mimenu asar tvachim. But let's say it's 10 tefachim lower than the roof, and then it falls from the roof onto it, chayev, then it's going to be chayev. What you see, though, it still comes out, it's got to be 10 tefachim. Oh, what you can do about that? If you really thought that there's chavata less than 10 tefachim, why do you have to say that it's got to be 10 tefachim? Rashi says, bayis gavohas, yud, damash maha, batsim yahachi patim yim bimake, and if it's less than, you're going to be patim from it. Amarlei says back to him, shiny bayis, don't bring me a ride from bayis. That's different. When you have you don't have to put a roof on a
fence if it's less than 10 tefachim. The chol pachos may asar lav bayisu. Anything less than 10 tefachim is not called a bayis. Rashi says v'tolo torah lo chayva b'amake elu b'bayis v'afagav deish chavata. Even if there is chavata, so there's still is chavata beneath. Yachiv, that's true. Hashanami dahavi me abroya sara. If that's really true. Even in a house which is actually 10 tefachim tall on the me'abroi from the outside, dal mine tikro maziva, you have to subtract from it the beams of the ceiling and the plaster that's there. Migavoi lavia, sir. Then from the inside, it's not going to be 10. So why is it considered a house? For the Gemara, Amalek, you're going dachak migavoi. It's when they dug out from inside. Rashi says, ad dahavi migavoi, yut tefachim dahavi bayis v'chayev. So it's 10 tefachim exactly from the outside, but on the inside it's even deeper because the ground is dug into it a little bit, so it gets the thing of 10 tefachim. In fact, the Gemara, Yachav, it's really true. Ki lahavi nami ma'avroi asara. Even if it wasn't asara on the outside, maybe it was 7 on the outside, but you dug down even more to make it 10. That should be enough. Mishkach chuslo dahavi migavoi asara, going to dachak bay tfei, where you go and you did even more. So why? Why is it even if it's less than 10 outside, as long as it gets to 10 on the inside? The Gemara Ella Hainu time. So the Gemara seems to be saying that's a good point. It's a good point. So we have to actually rethink Rav Nachman. Ella Hainu time Rav Nachman. This is the reasoning for Rav Nachman. What are we talking about now? Back to the storyline. When the animal fell into this Amas HaMayim, which is only 6 tefachim deep and it dies. Savar, he's of the opinion that what? Mikresa detura la'ara kamahavi. From the area that's in between, from the ground up until the stomach of the ox, arba, it's 4 tefachim. That's what it's at least 4 tefachim from the ground up to the stomach. Arisa dedale kamahavi. How much is that canal? Shita, it's 6. So ha'asara ends up to being 10. From the stomach all the way till it falls down into the thing is going to be 10. Ishtakach d'chikam michvat. So it comes out that when it hits the bottom there, me'asaruhu d'chikam michvat. So it's not just its legs, but it's its body. Boom! Getting the smackdown when it hits over there. So it actually works with the fact that we say it's 10 tefachim, and if it's less than 10 tefachim, it's going to be no good. Ela masnisin dekatani, ay, frek the Gemara, but our Mishnah which says, ma bor shu kidei lahamis asar tefachim, af kol sheyesh bo kidei lahamis asar tefachim. Just like when it says it's a boar, regular boar has 10 tefachim, that's going to cause death. So to anything that is 10 tefachim that will cause death. So, but we know that even 6 tefachim would be enough. So what are we talking about? What's going on? Says Gemara Amri Masnisen, our Mishnah is talking about a case where the igandar labor, where it rolls into it. Or it's just shochiv even, it's gaggle enough. It's lying down and it rolls into it. So it has to be at least 10 tefachim from when it falls in, and if it would be higher than that, then maybe that would also be. Beautiful. Zok, the next Mishnah. Bor shel shnei shutfin. Let's see, I have a pit that, you know, it's owned by two partners. Hey, partner. Avar lo v'rishon v'lo kiso. The first one passed by, and he didn't cover over the pit. He didn't cover it. He left it open. And then v'asheni v'lo kiso. The second one passed by and didn't cover it. Hasheni chayev, the second one is going to be chayev. Rashi says, "Va'arishon pater." The Gemara Muki La behanichal rishon l'sheni mishtamish v'dolakish halachlo. This the Gemara is going to tell us that the we're dealing with the case where they both used it to take water out, and the first one finished up and he left while the second one was still using it. So since the first one, it made sense that he left over there, therefore he's not going to be chayev, and the second one's going to be chayev. It should have covered it. Zaz the Gemara, mi bor shel shtei shutfim hechi mitzkachesla. Stam. Let's understand something. How do you have a pit that belongs to two people? How exactly does that work? In other words, how are you going to have that? You're going to have two people that are going to be chayiv at the same time. This, you know, the case we just brought was a case where you have a bor shel shutfin and only one of them is going to be chayiv, which means in that type of case, but in another case, they would both be chayiv. How do you have this? Honey, chayisver lon k'Rabbi Kiva. If you hold like Rabbi Kiva, the Amar, he says bor b'rishus so chayiv. He says that you're going to be chayiv for a nezek that happens a bor in your own rishus. If he again, if he's mafkir the area that's all around it, and then he leaves, he retains the status of the ownership of the actual pit itself. Mishkachas law. Then we could say there's two partners that are going to be why b'chatzer shel shneim. Uborshel's name, it's a chatzah that belonged to both of them. And they have the pit that was in it belonged to both of them. Bifkiru shusan below Fkir bar, and they were mafka the rishus, but they weren't mafka the bar. At least Viralon bar b'rishuso pater. But if we hold that one is going to be pater for something done in his own rishus, that goes going to be Shmael that we brought earlier. Rishmael in the world of Rabba's interpretation. Then Heichim Ishkachis la de chayvale. How are you going to find anybody chayv for it? Birshus Harabim.
That's the only time that you'd be chayiv. It's Rishus Rabbim. Rishus Rabbim bor shel shnei shutfim hechi mishkachazah. How could you find a case where there's got to be a bor Rishus Rabbim that belongs to two people? Whoever makes that pit's going to be chayiv, but you can't have two people owning this Rishus Rabbim. E deshavu shliach tarvayu varmalazil kreilon. Let's say he asked it. You know, he got a shliach to go say, go dig a pit for us in Rishus Rabbim. Also, Carlo, when he goes and he digs it for them. They're not going to be chayiv at all. As we learned, ein shliach l'davar havera. When I say as we learned, we saw this way back when in Kiddushin. Ein shliach l'davar havera. V'idakar ha'ichamishav ha'ichamishav. When I say that one of the partners, your partner A and partner B, one dug five, the other one dug five. Nistalkuluhu ma'isarishon. The actions of the first one were taken away by the actions of the second one. And really, the second one's going to be chayiv everything because he made it to be to the point of 10. So the Gemara. It makes sense if we're in the world of Rabbi. Rashi says that they go after both of them when it comes to Nezek or Nizakin and the world of Nizakin. They're going to be Chayiv. Again, you can find this. If we're talking about Rabbi and in reference to Nezek. Why? Because, like we're going to see. Ella Rabbi Ulamisa. But according to Rebbe, in reference to Misa, we are not going to find that they're both going to be chayiv. Ulu Rabbanan, and in the world of Rabbanan, bein l'misa, bein l'zaken, both in the world of Misa and Izaken, they're going to say you're not going to be chayiv. Hechim ishkachaza. How are you going to find a case in which you have shutfin that are going to be chayiv for Nezek in a ditch, in that little pit there in the bar? Hamar Abnai, Rebbe Yochanan comes to answer, Kegon she'aku shteim chulia b'basachas v'shlima asara. It's when they went ahead and they got together. Rashi says, she'chofer echad tisha, one dog nine, u'bachaver v'siel v'arku b'basachas chulia mekarko osavin. And then they took out the last one together. V'shlima asara, and they're a mash limit to get to a point of asara, says Rashi. De'ein kan acharon. One second, we got a lamed on the scene over here. Is that a lamed? What is that? What's it does? Yeah, to get that word. The ain kan acharon, the tervayu ki adadi mashver lebor, both together into a bar. Bein the Rebbe, bein the Rabbanan, chayivin b'misa, v'koshka mizakin, v'chayiv misa, and certainly mizakin. Beautiful. So we seem to answer the question. The only question is, what's this Rebbe and Rabbanan over here? My Rebbe, my Rabbanan, what are we talking about over there? We just brought that. The time went to the Baisa. Echad achofer bor tisha. If you have a person that digs nine tfachim, oba achav ishlima, so another one does it, finishes off the 10. Achron chayiv, the last one's going to be chayiv. Rebbe says, Acheron lemisa, v'acher shneim lezakin. In reference to misa, we go according to the last one, v'acher shneim lezakin. But in terms of nezik, we go by both of them. My time in the Rabbanon, v'us the pshat in the Rabbanon, who said, Echad chover boy, but Echad v'shlema lasara, Acheron is going to be chayev, only the Acheron. V'us the pshat. Why only the Acheron? It says the Gemara, the Amar Kra, ki yiftach v'chi yichra. If a man will uncover a pit, and if a man will dig a pit, im al psicha chayev, if you're going to be chayev for just uncovering it, if it's there, someone else did it, akrelo kolshkein, obviously if you dig it anew, you're going to be chayev. So what's coming to tell you? El lahavi kora achar kora. It's coming to teach you someone who digs the 10th tefach after someone who dig the first 9. Shesilek ma'is habishan, it undoes the first 9, and it's like the only last one then is going to be chayev. For Rebbe Yom HaLechai, say back, hanu mitzvah tzrichi. You wanted to say use that in order to teach us a lesson, but we actually needed those two things over here. Rebbe Amar Lecha Hanu Mitzvah Tzrichi Kida Amrinan, like we said earlier in Daf Nun. Ayin Daf Nun Amar Aleph for that answer. There's a back and a forth, two different opinions on there why it is that we need that. So therefore, you can't darshan from it. Rabbanon Nami Mitzvah Tzrichi, according to the Rabbanon, also they're needed. So how do we understand it for them? Ella Hainu Tam Rabbanon. This is Pshat Rabbanon. Amar Ka Ki Yichra Ish Bor Echad Veloshtaim. It says, if a man digs a bor, which means only one and not two. Meaning one of the last guys is going to be chayiv, not the first. Rebbe says, Ahumi Ba'ilu, we still need that, the man shtickle, to tell you that, ki yichra ish bor, velo shor bor. That is only if a man digs a pit, is going to be chayiv, but not if the shore digs a pit. Then he's you're not going to be chayiv for stuff that comes from that. We saw that a little bit earlier, a couple daf ago. Rabbanan, they say back, Shrei Ishbor Ksivi. That's two times it has the word Ishbor over there. Therefore, we learn from one of them. V'Rebbe, I did the kasav high. Only because of the fact that it wrote in the first one, therefore in the second one also, but you don't darshan it.
In fact, the Gemara, how do you know the dachshund that way? How do you know it's being mechayiv the second guy who digs only one tefach over there? Maybe it's coming to be mechayiv the second one also. Only the first one. Says Gemara, lo sakadai, the thought that Dharma krav v'hameis yelo. Because the pasuk goes on to say, and the mace will be his, right? It says if the owner of the pit will have to pay, and he will return the money to his owner, and it should be his. So ahu deka'avid misa, this implies that the one who makes the pit able to go into kill by making it that much, that's one who's going to be chayiv. Frak the Gemara, v'hai v'hameis yelo mibayli likadurava, we need it for something else. Dharma rava. The Rava says, "Shor psule hamugdash and shenafel labor. If you have a shor that was puzzled to be brought as a carbon and it falls into a pit and it dies, potter, the guy's going to be potter. He doesn't have to pay. Shenamar v'hamesi elo. It says the mace is his. B'misha mesh elo. Only if the mace would be his. In this case, it wouldn't be his because it was a carbon, and therefore, since the pasuk is needed to teach us that, how can you go and learn after that if two people go to make this pit that the last one's going to be chayiv? Amri v'lav memela shamas mina debahu David misa skinan. Says Rashi, klomer tarti shamat mina. We can learn that both from them. Like, it's obvious that's what we're talking about. The guy who made the pit and caused a person, this animal to die. Okay, viter tan rabbanan echad chofer bor asara. Uba acher v'shlimo le'esrim. Let's say if one it digs a pit and it makes it 10 tfachim. Someone else comes along, and he makes it deeper to 20 tefach. Someone makes it 30 tefachim. All of them are going to be chayav. Whoa. However, Rabbi says, let's say if someone goes and he digs a pit to 10 tefachim, another one comes along, and he plasters and he strengthens the whole, you know, all the walls, you know, Hamas style. Ubachar v'siyed v'kiyed, and another one comes. We just said that. Ha'acharon chayev. The last one is going to be chayev. Okay, so let's put these right next to each other. We have the first case is the first one does 10 tefachim. The second case, the first one does 10 tefachim. And back to the first case, it's a 20 and a 30-er. And the second one, it's a increasing the nasty smell that's going on over there. Yet we find that that person is going to be exclusively chayev, but the case where he makes it smell shasty and be nasty, and the other guys who are adding the 20 and 30, they're not going to be at all. What's going on? Pardon. All three of those are going to be chayev. And the first guy in the case where it's 10 tefachim in the second barisa, and then they make it shtank, then the first guy's going to be off the hook. What's the difference between the two cases? Beep, turn the page. Nun alpha base. Lema ha rebbe. Harabanan, maybe we should say that the first price is going like Rebbe and the second one's going like the Rabbanan. Rashi says the first one is going like Rebbe because he said that if one person digs 9 tefachim and then you have another one goes and does a 10th, then even the first one's going to be chayiv for Nezek because he made it big enough for it to have Nezek there. Therefore, when the first one does 10 tefachim and he makes it deep enough that he's able to kill, then he's going to be chayiv even though there's someone who's coming after him. And the second brisa, which says only the last one is going to be chayev, will go like the Rabbanan, will learn that the only one person, not two, is going to be held accountable when they make this bor over here. It says, Gemara, Rav Zvid, Hav HaRabbanan. No, really, we could say both of them are the Rabbanan. Hav V'ha, the Ketani Achron, Chayev, V'rishan Pater, Rabbanan, the Daiki, Ish, Echad, V'lo, Shnayim. Ad kan lo ka'amri rabbanan achron chayev ella hecha de lo'avet kama shir misa. The chachamim don't say that if you have two people that are doing it together, the last one's going to be chayev, unless you're dealing with a case where the first one didn't make it deep enough to go and kill. I mean, he only did up to 9 tefachim, and the second one finishes off. Aval hecha de'avet kama shir misa. If the first one did the shir misa, afidu rabbanan modu dekul chayev, even the rabbanan are going to say that everyone's going to be chayev. Back to Gemara, but we says in the second brisa, v'hasied v'chied, the ka'avad kama shir misa v'katani achron chayev. In the case of sied v'chied, where they put the plastering on the walls, it's increased the hevel like crazy, and the ka'avad kama shir misa, and the first one did the shir misa there. Yet v'katani achron chayev, said only the last one's going to be chayev, and seemingly not the first one. What's going on? Amri hasam shaloya bo hevel misa. There we're talking about a case where the first one finished, but there wasn't enough. There wasn't Hevel at the time that this happened, but Rashi explains that we're dealing with a case that Chahisa Ruch Vahar is very wide. Mishamachi Potter af benizakin, even with nezek. Kedar min ish echad v'lo shnayim. Dahar v'lei kechofer bor tes. Uba achav ishlim v'la asara. So, uba achav. Okay, back to the Gemara. Amri hasam shaloya bo hevel l'misa. Uba achav osiv bo hevel l'misa. The other one came along and he made increase the hevel. That's going to get to a point to which actually going to go and kill. So the first one, it actually wasn't the level it was going to kill. And the last one was. That's when the last one's going to be chayiv. Ike da amri. Another way of explaining how this stira in these brises is. Amri osvid. The Hava HaRebbe. We started by saying, what do you want to say? That Lame the HaRebbe HaRabbanon, the Rishas Rebbe and the Sefer Rabbanon. And then we said, no, both of them they're Rabbanon. And I was seeing another option to say, no, Hava HaRebbe. Both of them are going in the world of Rebbe. Says Rashi, explain what that means. Hava HaRebbe, Te'ilu Rabbanon, Tihechi de Patri Chofer Tes, Minizakin Patri Nami Hachil Kamoi. The Chachamim, the Rabbanon, are going to patri the first one from a Misa, even in the case where he made it deep enough to be, just like they would for Nezek in a case where he did it enough to cause Nezek. So rather, Hava HaRebbe, Hach Tegatani Kulin Chayavin Shayapir. So the first price which says that both of them are going to be Chayav, that makes sense. Hach Tegatani Achun Chayav, but the second price which says that only the Achun is going to be Chayav, Kigon Shaloya Bo Hevel Lo Lemisa Velo Zaka. There wasn't enough Hevel in there for Misa or for Nezek. Kuba Achav Hosev Bo Hevel Bein Lemisa Ben Zaka. And the second one came and he added it for Misa and for Nezek. And in such a case, a Rebbe would even mask him, only the second one is going to be Chayav. Amarava, he niach even al pia boy v'shlim la sara. Let's say you have a case where someone puts a stone by the opening of the mouth of a pit, and now by doing that, imagine a pit that's 9 deep, and they put a stone, like a circular stone, where there's a hole in the middle, they can go into it, and it's elevated a tefach, so now they made it that it's deep a 10 tefachim, but a machlokas Rabbi Rabbanan, now you've just entered into the world of the machlokas, Rebbe and the Rabbanan. Rashi says, the Rabbanan, achron chayiv, because Rabbanan only lasts is going to be chayiv, bein lezak and bein lemisa. The Rebbe, achron lemisa, acher shneim, Linizakin. We go after the Achon for Misa, but only we go after both of them when it comes to Nezek. So it's going to be Pshita. Obviously, that's we know what they hold. The Tema Lamatahu Dahavla Didei Katile. Only when you add a tefach to the bottom, that's when you're going to have hevel, this foul air that's going to be over there. It's going to kill him. Aval lemaila delo havel didei kakatil, where it's not that's doing it. Aim below, then we're going to say he's not going to be chayev. Come on, someone's going to say nope. Even in such a case, you're going to be chayev. Boy, Rava comes in as a question. Tam tefach. Let's say the one who did the tenth tefach, then Tom, he filled it up with dirt. Rashi says a chofer bortes v'acher yishlimo la'asara chaz achron v'sasam mile afer also tefach hosef tas is stam beloshan sasam beloshan arami sitmum tmunim plishtoi, right? So it goes ahead and he fills it in v'silik avanav, or let's say the tenth tefach was a stone that he put on top and he goes and removes it. Ma, what's going to be the din? Mir mina my the avad shakli. Do we say that which he did now is now gone? So now he's no longer a chayv, goes back to the first guy. Well, Dilma, we say that hey, when you made it to the tenth fachim, the salku makes a rishon become a kulei b'shuse. You took away the first guy's thing, and now it's all in your rishon. So even if it's only 9 tefach, it's considered yours, and therefore you're going to be chayv. There's going to be a sort of nezek. And for the Gemara, good question. Teku, we don't know. Bor Shmona. Let's say someone digs a pit 8 tefachim deep, and two of the eight are with water, and then you have this animal falls in over there. That's the Rashi says Maya Mosif Havla Chayev. In fact, the Gemara, my time. Why would you be Chayev? It's not 10. What's going on here? Kol tefach de maya ketrei de abashadami. Because every tefach of water is considered like 2 tefachim of dry land. So therefore, if you have 2 tefach of water, that's 4. You have 8 in there now. And then you put it in, it comes out to... Sorry, you have 6 tefach and you put in 2 more, then it comes out to 10. Says the Gemara, Ibai Elu came and asked, Bor tisho mehen tefach
echad mayim. Let's say you have 9 tefach and 1 tefach is water. Ma, what's it did? Mi aminin kevin de lo nefishe maya les behava. Do we say it since there's not so much water there, therefore it doesn't go and do that double amount over there, like the 8 one with 2 things of water? Or do me kevin de amik tfei is behava. Or maybe we say that since the pit is deeper than 8 tefach, it does have that foul air shtekel, even if it's less water. Bor shiva mehen shlosha tefachim mayim. What happens if you have its 7 and 3 tefachim of water? Ma, what's it did? Mi aminin kevin de fishe maya tfei is behava. There's more water, therefore there's more heva there. Or do me kevin de lo Mika, let's be havel. It's not deep enough, so if there's no heva there, teku. Good question. Let's say someone widens the area of there's a bore. Someone else dug it and he widens it. But does it make it any deep? Then what's going to be the din over there? Is it going to be chai? Rashi says, Echad chofer bor yod, uba chaver b'hirchav piv. It just widens the mouth over there. Amalei hare miyet havla. The second one was mamayet de hevel. And therefore, that's a great thing that he did over here. Amalei, he says back, Adaraba, Hare Kiriv Ezeka. He made more of a Nezek now because he opened it much bigger. Now people have more of a chance of falling in over here. Rashi says, Shemiyat Makom Maimed Regalim, Vishama Lo Yahole Chashor Ad Makom Pia Bor, Shebetchilim, we wouldn't have been there. Hello, Ravashi, next to the nun. Let's try to figure this out. If the animal falls because of the hevel, hare miyat havla, he was mamayat the hevel, and therefore should be potter. And I bechavata mayis, if he dies from chavata, hare kirizek, he was kar of the hezek over there. Ikadami, some say, I'm Ravashi, next to the nun, let's analyze it and see. Imahi gisanafal, if he falls from that side, meaning where the one made it bigger, Hare Kiv Ezekiel is more mazik. V'imidach Gisanafal, but from the other side, Hare Miyat Havli, who's Mamayit, the Hevel, and therefore he's going to be clearly off the hook. Itmar, Bor Shamka Kirachva, let's say the pit whose depth is equal to the width, is equal depth and width amount. Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, Tamar Tavau, Mishmeid Rabbi Barbechana, Da'amar, Mishmeid Rabbi Mani, Chadamar. One of them say, Li'olam Yesh Behevel, it has Hevel, there's a bore there, it has Hevel. Ache Rachma Yotzer Alomka, until the width is greater than the depth. V'chad Amar Li'olam Ein Behevel, Ache Omka Yotzer Al Rachma, unless its depth is greater than the width. Okay, next part of the Mishnah, we say, wait. Avar Lover Risham Vilkiso. Let's say you have this pit and you have 2 shvuts from there. The first one passes by it and doesn't cover it over. The second one passed by it and didn't cover it. The second one's going to be Chayiv. Says Gemara, Verishon Meimas Miftar. From which time is he going to be Potter? Is he off the hook? That is that Rashi means to say, you can't say that the first one is exempt if it just passes by for the second one, because he was also poshea by not covering it over. So how does this work? It has to be that in order for him to be off the hook, that it makes sense that he would have left it uncovered over there, meaning the second one's still using it. Says the Gemara, Rabbi of Yosef, Tamar Tavau, Mishmei de Rabbi by Rabbi Chana, Tamar Mishmei de Rabbi Imani, Chad Amar, one says, Mishamei Nicho Mishtamish. The first is going to be put there from the time when he leaves the second one that's using it. V'chad Amar, Mishe Yimser Lo Dolio. It's going to be put there from the time he hands over the cover to the second guy. Rashi says, Dolio is Kisoy Habor, Lechatzos, Sharishan Pascho, Epischo, V'dolo, Bo, Sheni, Umatza, Umasa Lo Rishon, as Kisoy Habor. He hands over the cover of it. Kitanoi, says the Gemara, we find this to be a machlokes tanoi, mamad l'mayim in a bor. Someone's taking water out of a pit, and there's a shutfist that's going on over there, and he takes out of the pit. Uba chaveru v'amelo hanachli v'aniyad l'mayim. Leave it for me, I'm going to go and take water. Kevin shenichu mishtamish pater. From the time he lives, he's a pater. Belezer ben Yaakov, amin mishayim saladoyo, only for when he hands it over. Mike Mifli, what exactly are they arguing over? Belezer ben Yaakov savar, yesh breira. He says, we hold that there is breira. Hai mididei kamim malei. And therefore we say that the first one, when he's taking water, he's filling up from his own part of the bor. V'hai mididei kamamali. And the second one, he's taking from his over there. So the second one doesn't borrow the first ones when he's taking. So he's not automatically responsible for watching over it. And the first one's going to be chayev unless he hands the cover to him dafka. For Rabbanan Savri, ain brayer, there's no brayer between them. And therefore, whenever each one of them takes the water, he's like borrowing from his friend the right to use his part of it. And therefore, once the first one leaves, the second one taking from it,
The second one is now only him is going to be chayav for covering it over, and he's the other one's out of the picture. Amravina vazel tamay the going control the reason the time we learned in the Mishnah Nedarim a shutfun shenadu an nazum is that if you have partners that they made a neder, they're not going to get enough from one from the next. As soon as the chutz, they're going to be also going to the chutzah because they're getting enough. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yaakov, Amr, Zenich, Nasatoch, Shalov, Zenich, Nasatoch, Shalov, he's going to go into his own bar. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yaakov, Safar, Yesh, Beira, Haid, Lenafsi, Ali, therefore went into his own thing. Haid, Lenafsi, and this one went to his. Rabbi, and Safar, Imbra, there's no Beira, and therefore you're going to the other ones, you're getting enough from it, and you're not allowed to do that. Amr, Rabbi Elias, Lazar. Hamocher bor lecheru. Someone sells a pit to his friend. Kevet shemosel adol yokana. Once he gives him over the cover of the pit, he sold it to him. Hey chidami, what exactly are we talking about? Iba kaspa. If there's money involved, if he's doing it through money, like the mikasa, let it be the money works. Iba chazaka. If it's through chazaka, let it be chazaka. Let it be with chazaka. What does it have to do with handing over this cover? Lelo mechazaka. Really, it's chazaka. By the meimar. Boy, the meimar leich chazek ukre, saying, go, do an act of chazaka and get it in order for it to work. V'kevin shamasa l'dolyo, once he hands it over, kamanda amr leich chazek ukre dami. It's like he said those things, and that's when the deal is done. Rashi explains, it's not actually the handing over itself, but he can go do it himself now. L'olam chazaka, levad mesir dolyo, boy, lech zuke, boy. He has to do chazaka, mi alahachi ma'ani mesira, di b'chazaka l'chuda, boy, the meimar leich chazek v'nei. He has to say those words, but here he doesn't have to say that, just by handing it over is enough. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.